This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The Obama administration may have purchased specimens produced in the scandal of marketing post-abortion tissue. While some say it would be difficult to figure specifically what was purchased, FDA officials confirm purchases of abortion specimens, and White House officials are defending the practice. One spokesperson said, "We know of no violations of laws in connection with the research." Perhaps one of the biggest differences among presidential candidates of either party is that pro-life candidates have watched the five videos exposing the way Planned Parenthood treats human bodies, and the abortion-friendly candidates have not. A spokesperson admitted Mrs. Clinton has not watched any of the videos. This is Life News Radio.
Jesus tells us that healing is the bread that belongs to His children. Healing is as much a part of Christian salvation as water is part of human life. One is essential to the other. Discover the healing retreats of the John Paul II Healing Center on the web. One retreat is coming to Seattle this August. To register or to bring a retreat to your community, find on the web the John Paul II Healing Center.
Despite what people may say about which candidate fared the best in Thursday's GOP debate, the life issue is getting the attention it deserves. Republican candidate and Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal fired a shot across the bow of Planned Parenthood earlier Thursday. He said they better hope Hillary wins because I'll sic the Department of Justice and the Internal Revenue Service on them. Jindal likely alludes to the evidence of wrongdoing from recent sting videos and to the numerous whistleblower complaints regarding Planned Parenthood's handling of federal grants and reimbursements. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.